He's strategic.
A lot more pistol formation.
He's energetic.
You're a damn good football team.
He's poetic.
Gobble, gobble, turkey from Giant Turkey Gobblers.
Big fan of the Judge Judy show.
He's as tough as a $2 steak.
He's iconic.
Who's got it better than us?
He's Harbaugh.
Good morning. It is great to wake up to the Rockford Files.
With Murph and Mac.
Yes, it is. And on the Ring Central guest line, Jim Harbaugh is brought to you by Frostbrewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. He's also brought to you by Dr. Scott Hiver, the official eye doctor of the San Francisco 49ers, the offices in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon. And Jim Harbaugh brought to you by Porcelanosa, providing you with all of your kitchen, bathroom, tile, and floor needs. It's been a couple weeks, Jim, since we talked to you. How you been?
Good. Good morning.
Hey, good Coach. Morning. Good morning to you. Beautiful morning. You know what? When we talked to you 2 weeks ago, it was not a good thing. You had just lost to the Colts. And now 2 weeks later, you guys are coming off big time NFL wins. So I guess I'll open by saying, what do you think happened in the last 2 weeks? Is there one primary reason why things have turned so strongly in your direction the last 2 weeks?
No, I wouldn't say one primary thing. Players have been working extremely hard, giving great effort. Focused preparation has been very good. A lot of little things, and that always adds up to make all the difference. And just on another note, it was a great atmosphere in a Candlestick Sunday night. I thought the crowd, the atmosphere, the environment, a lot of energy, and our players played with a lot of energy and a lot of toughness, and so a lot of things, not just one thing.
All right, and Coach, just the last couple of games also, the obvious return of the rushing game. Frank Gore's been having great games. The offensive line has been playing great. And maybe you can just talk a little bit about the return of the rushing game, how well it's been working, and the importance of a successful rushing game and a good Frank Gore game to your offense.
Well, I mean, it's very important to our offense. And not turning the football over. That's been very key. And getting turnovers was a huge factor in the ball game the other night. Three interceptions, one fumble recovery. We scored a touchdown on defense. The defense put our offense at the 8-yard line on one of those turnovers and on the 32-yard line in the plus side of the field. That's huge. It was a great defensive performance. And now we play Arizona's defense, who last week had 7 sacks, which was the most since 1987. They got 4 turnovers and a safety as well. So, those are huge factors in the ball game. Ball security can be very important this week.
Yeah, I want to circle back on that Candlestick comment, Jim. It's interesting. Was it like among the best energy you've heard there? And is this something that you kind of would urge 49ers fans to bring, especially come December when the Seahawks come to town?
Well, I'd urge them, especially this week, yeah, playing the Arizona Cardinals. This is going to be a big, big game. Division rival, both of us 3-2 at this point, and it's a big matchup. So, don't wait till December.
Yeah.
We can use it this weekend.
No time like the present.
Yeah. Exactly.
Harbaugh tells fans, take 2 months off. See you in December. Yeah. No, I don't think that's the case at all. Hey, you know what's interesting about this team is look at some of the names from the star file on Sunday. Tremaine Brock, Tony Jared Eddy, Michael Wilhoit. I mean, Jim, when we talk about the 49ers defense and the nation talks about it, they talk Patrick Willis, Alden Smith, Justin Smith. And yet, it's those names, Jared Eddy, Will Hoyt, Brock. I'll throw in a Scuda in there, too.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing, Scuda.
What can you say that this, I mean, what has happened in your defensive meeting rooms and in your units that have allowed these guys to now move to the fore?
Well, they're professional football players. They're getting an opportunity, and they're taking advantage of it. It's a wonderful thing, and it's great for those guys, and the rest of the guys on our team. Everybody has confidence in our guys, in the Niners. So, it's been fantastic to watch guys step up and play well.
You know, that said, the big news is, you know, another name that's not as huge as Justin and Alden and Patrick is Ray McDonald, but he's one of those guys that everybody knows how important he is. And I know yesterday you did not have the results of his MRI. Is there anything you can tell the fans out there this morning about his health and his future?
Well, I haven't talked to Ray yet, but I'll see him today. The reports are good, and may have dodged a bullet there. And looks like Ray might have walked that one off.
Good news. Coach, another thing we all noticed is the, especially this Sunday, was the, you're just cutting way down on the penalties. I mean, I know that makes you happy, and I think you guys were only penalized three times. And same kind of question, I guess, is that the product of focus in the meeting rooms and something you guys stress in practice, or is that just everything gelling together finally on the field at the same time?
Well, I mean, our team is a disciplined team that you know, pays great attention to detail. And they've made it important. I mean, it's you know, sometimes you know, you're getting penalties or, and they can't be avoided. Sometimes they can. And our guys did a real good job the other night of avoiding those penalties. And hopefully that'll be, you know, something that'll continue for us and be really good for us. So, yeah. Yeah, is it anything anybody said? No. Did I say, hey, let's not get penalties tonight, guys, and guys didn't get penalties? No, it doesn't quite work that way. But, you know, each individual guy, you know, making it a priority and playing the technique and playing the fundamental and having a little bit of luck, you know, and you don't get a call, that goes in your favor.
All right, Jim Harbaugh joins us every other Tuesday, 49ers Cardinals this Sunday at Candlestick. You can hear it on KNBR, 11 a.m. pregame. Circling back on a couple of those guys I mentioned, Tony Gerardetti, Michael Wilhoit in particular. You always, you know, get to know these guys. You love, like, the guys who wear your uniform and you bond with them. We don't know those guys very much. We know a little bit about that backstory. Is there anything you can tell us about Wilhoit and Gerardetti? These guys weren't big draft picks or anything that might kind of flesh those guys out for us?
You know, good, hardworking guys. I mean, they're both, good blue collar guys that, you know, been here now a couple years. And, Tony Gerardetti was signed as a college free agent out of Texas A&M. And, you know, he's kind of worked his way up and been in position and now is getting a chance to play. And, you know, we've seen him in practice, so we know he's ready and doing a good job. Mike Wilhoit was signed in the middle of the season on a tryout basis. Had a great workout, and then he became a special teams standout. You know, after being here for over probably the first month he was here or so, and then really made big contributions on the special teams, which he did the other night as well. 11 tackles on defense and also had two tackles in the special teams. But both great guys. I mean, you'd love both of them. You know, they're not guys that talk a big game. They just work real hard, and everybody on the team really enjoys being around them.
It's just so funny. These are the guys we're getting to know. It's funny that the scripts are unwritten, you know, and each week something happens and whoa, who are these guys, you know, and now we're getting to know them. Speaking of which,
strong, solid types.
That's cool.
I think Mike Wilhoit was actually, he stuck with it so long. I think Ted Robinson told us he actually, while pursuing his football dream, had to work like a real job, like he was selling cars, like, and that shows some stick-to-itiveness that he was still chasing the dream, even though he had to go out and pound the pavement.
Yeah, he's from Washburn College in Kansas, where remember Joe Hastings?
Yeah. Joe Hastings.
Yeah.
Who was on wide receiver that was on our practice squad and got up to the 53 in 2012. Yeah. From the same college. There's another guy that's a center for Carolina from Washburn, too. So,
it's a factory.
They've been putting them out. Putting them out.
It's like Michigan.
Exactly.
Hey, just a couple more with you, Jim, here. Colin Kaepernick, obviously. Everybody's, you know, we're obsessed with quarterbacks. It just reported that he's the number one jersey sales in the most recent count, which is, you know, shows that this guy's magnetism, whatever. People want to be around this guy. They want to be this guy. 6 out of 15 for 113 yards is not exactly like Peyton Manning, Tony Romo, gunslinger type stuff. You guys got the win, though, 34-3. So how do you balance that stat line, which, you know, isn't dazzling and might cause some people to say, oh, my gosh, what's wrong with Colin Kaepernick, with a 34-3 win?
How do we balance it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, his quarterbacks aren't going to throw for 500, 400 yards every single game. Colin, us, we're after the win. So do we have to balance it?
I don't know. Do
no,
you?
No, we don't.
No, I hear you. Yeah.
There you go. So you're just saying you're not going to throw for 400 and you don't have to balance it. You got the win. You move on. One couple more before we let you go. One is, you know what I'm interested in is tonight on PBS, there's a big documentary about, it's called League of Denial. It's about the history of concussions in the NFL. It's a huge newsmaker. I know you're busy preparing for the Cardinals, but is that something you might DVR or tape to watch down the road?
You just switched topics there at a dime. We went from talking quarterback play to public television.
My time is limited,
PBS.
Jim. We got to cram it all into one. You know,
give that to me again. Give that. That sounded really interesting.
So there's a huge PBS documentary tonight about the NFL's history of concussions and allegedly ignoring concussions. And it's called League of Denial. It's made by ESPN and,
yeah, I think
and Frontline.
A lot about Mike Webster. Yeah, Frontline.
Yeah, about Mike Webster and other great players. Steve Young, Junior Seau, all sorts of names are featured in it. And it's gotten all kinds of critical buzz. And it's about the NFL. And it's treatment of players and things like that. And I was just wondering, is that you're such a, you know,
no, I didn't. I wasn't aware that that was going to be on tonight, but I appreciate it. I will have Sarah DVR that.
Okay. We did. So we,
appreciate the heads up.
If
Sarah's listening, Sarah DVR that tonight.
Said it now. Yeah.
You answered my question.
PBS at 9.
If DVR'd, you will watch it with interest because you're interested in things like that,
well, yeah,
right?
Yes. That sounds very interesting.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, it's all good.
Also,
then.
Want to wish my daughter Addie happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Is she
Addie.
Listening? So we can say happy birthday from Murphy.
She might be listening. She might be listening.
How old Addie, is she now?
She turned 5 yesterday.
Oh,
come on! How
happy
cute
birthday,
is that?
Sweetie.
What do you do for a 5-year old? We're talking maybe a little horse riding, a little jumpy house, something like that.
There you go.
You just nailed it. Yeah, there was a jumpy house. There was a pony.
There we go. There we go.
And one with they made it put a little horn on it to make it a unicorn.
Oh, awesome!
That's as good as.
Can I recommend the cake from Safeway, Jim? We just had a 2-year old birthday party, and you cannot beat.
I've done it. Those work.
Economical, frosting heavy Safeway cake.
Personalized too.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, nice.
Did you guys go with that, or what'd you go? Like, did Sarah make one?
It looked like a Safeway cake.
Hey, free plug for Safeway, man. They're not paying us, but I love their birthday cakes.
Good.
I do. Well, that's really cute. Yeah, happy birthday to Addie, and hope she has. Is she in kindergarten yet, or still preschool?
She is in. She's a young 5, so she's in. She goes to the little man school.
That's right, because October 1 is now the cut. You got to be 5 or 6, whatever, by October 1. So happy birthday to her, and. And great, you know, listen, 2 wins puts everybody in a good mood. I know you guys are focused on Arizona, so we'll let you go.
Yeah, big win this week.
Yeah, we'll talk in a couple weeks,
Jim,
okay?
Coach.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.